Good afternoon. The cold front, which initiated showers and thunderstorms that rolled through yesterday, still making its way through interior New York and New England today. That, plus associated energy at jet stream level, will touch off another round of scattered showers and perhaps some thunderstorms early this afternoon. The showers and thunderstorms will track from the southern Adirondacks and central parts of New England south and east through the remainder of the area. Areas that'll clear out first and have a return to some sunshine will be the northern parts of New York and Vermont, while the rest of the region will gradually dry out through the afternoon behind the front as it makes its way off the eastern seaboard. So scattered showers and storms are still possible late in the afternoon and into the evening in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, and this will be the last area to dry out. Meanwhile, when we return to sunshine, temperatures will bounce back into the upper 70s to around 80 for afternoon highs. High pressure will build in behind the front for tonight, and skies will be partly cloudy. Lows will drop back into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. That same high pressure will keep the weather dry for the entire area for the second half of the weekend tomorrow. Some clouds will build in from the coast, though, and skies will not be mostly sunny everywhere. Still enough sunshine to get us back into the upper 70s to around the 80-degree mark. That same high pressure will continue to keep us dry into the new work week on Monday. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s. By Tuesday, the next storm system will approach from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. We'll start off with sunshine, though clouds will be on the increase during the afternoon. It should stay dry during the daylight hours with highs near 80, but as that system tracks through the region, showers and thunderstorms will become more likely Tuesday night and during the day on Wednesday. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy on Wednesday with highs around 80. Back to sunshine and high pressure on Thursday and Friday in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front stretching from New England to the southern plains will be the focus for showers and thunderstorms throughout the south and east this weekend. As the cold front slides through the mid-Atlantic, Tennessee Valley, and southeast, convection will fire along and ahead of the boundary, and scattered to numerous thunderstorms will impact these regions. Meanwhile, in the southern plains, thunderstorms are expected along the same boundary, especially across the Red River Valley. In addition, thunderstorms are also expected in the high plains along a lee trough with a marginal risk of severe weather possible. And fire weather in the Intermountain West and parts of the Great Basin remain elevated today. Red flag warnings are in effect for parts of Idaho, western Montana, and a small portion of Utah. Furthermore, air quality from these fires remain an issue across parts of California, the Pacific Northwest, in addition to the upper Midwest, with these regions under air quality alerts. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 37 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Boston, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and storms in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 80 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 95 set in 1913, and the record low 40 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:05 a.m., sunset this evening 7:52 p.m., 13 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A chance of showers, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. A shower or thunderstorm this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, then increasing sunshine later today and highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s, a mix of sun and clouds upper 70s on Monday. Sunshine Tuesday morning, then increasing clouds but dry during the day near 80. Showers and storms Tuesday night and Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy near 80. And mostly sunny Thursday and Friday in the upper 70s both days to around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.